This is the Hold Your Goats podcast. 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 Hold Your Goats podcast.
Ooh, shaka shaka, laka laka boo.
I don't have cell service. Damn it.
Well, well, I'll make myself a drink. Na 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 na. Something.
We're gonna talk some shit.
Mm-hmm. A wibble zowl. Boom, boom, boom. Hey, hey.
Yeah, I was outside. I totally forgot.
It's all good, man.
I'm all moved in. Everything's good.
Nice.
And stuff.
How do you like your new building?
It's better than the old building because each room has its own bathroom and shower.
Oh, that's tight.
Yeah, but it's weird still. I'm not used to it. I had trouble sleeping last night.
Should get a nightlight.
I know. I'm scared of the dog. Anyway, welcome to Hold Your Goats.
Episode 22.
Already?
We've gone through
22?
We're at 22. Week 8.
Oh my gosh.
It goes by really quick.
Yeah, I imagine. We'll get to a point where we stop numbering them. Stop numbering them.
Nah. We'll keep numbering
them. What year is it?
Oh.
Oh, I worked today from 9 to 5. I'm pretty sure that's the worst time to work. So, like, all of my shifts are 8 hours. Either 9 to 5, 5 to 1, or 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. And I've worked all of them. But by far the worst one is 9 to 5. I feel like it's, like, 10 times longer than the other shifts. Even though they're the same amount of time. I don't know what it is, but I about pulled my hair out today.
Do you have to deal with rush hour?
No, not at all. I have one block away. Woohoo! No, but I went to go get a drink at the soda machine because I could do that, right? They gave me permission. But all the stinking Vivint employees have been hammering it. So it's out of all of the syrup in, like, everything. Or at least everything I wanted to try. Yeah. And I thought, you know what? What the heck? I'll try 7-Up. 7-Up probably isn't one people get. I try the 7-Up, and I go back to my desk, and it's just, like, pure soda water. What do they call it? Like, carbonated water?
Oh, the sparkling water?
Yeah, it was just sparkling water in my 32-ounce drink. So over the next 8 hours, I sipped from it, like, a tiny bit at a time until I finally finished it off. It was so disgusting. I felt like I'd be a dick if I went down and, like, dumped it out. I was like, I'm not going to dump this out. I'll just drink it. It's like water, right? Kind of. So, over the course of 8 hours, I finally finished it.
Mm.
Super gross.
In a lot of European countries, they actually prefer sparkling water to just tap water.
The sparkling water is pretty big in Mexico too, except for most people.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a single person that hasn't done this. They'll grab limes and squeeze it in it. So it's like lime water. Yeah, it's like Sprite almost. But that tastes pretty good. Yeah. I didn't have any limes, though. It didn't. I mean, come on. Where am I going to get a lime from?
Yeah.
Stupid.
Your fancy sparkling water.
Oh, it was gross. 8 hours to finish it.
Why do they... I've also heard it called Club Soda. Isn't that just a brand?
I think that's like the same thing.
Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's just one brand.
Probably just
right?
A brand name.
To make it.
Right. Yeah. They call it mineral water in Mexico.
Hmm. Do they put anything in it? Extra?
No, not really.
That's weird.
They put bacteria and disease in it. I'm just kidding. It's probably the safest thing to drink down there, in all honesty.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, that's why a lot of European countries like it, because you can't just drink the tap water, you have to get it purified and all that.
Right.
Yeah.
Other than that, my weekend's been pretty dandy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I'll be able to contribute much this episode, but I'm here for Ian commentary.
Yeah. Comic relief.
Yeah. Maybe. Hopefully.
I felt kind of in a slum all week, man.
I hated packing and unpacking. That's like
never fun.
I hate that more than anything in the whole world.
Moving is just the worst. It's just, it's awful. It sucks.
Yeah. I'm still not moved in all the way. I mean, like I said, I have all my clothes on my bed.
In a box?
No, they're not even in a box.
They're not in a box?
I just dumped
That's
them.
Good.
I dumped them on top of my bed.
Yeah. There's few things more depressing in life than living out of a box. It's just depressing.
I lived out of my car. I guess my car's kind of a box.
Yeah, I guess that's kind of... could be considered in the same field.
I lived out of a suitcase.
Really?
For 2 years.
Oh. You had a suitcase?
Yeah, I had a suitcase, lucky.
Like a luggage case, or like...
Yeah.
A suitcase.
Okay, well, a luggage case. Okay, same thing.
Okay. Well, there's a lot more room, right?
Not really.
Oh, no, I'm thinking briefcase.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, it's not fun, ever.
Yeah. Just makes you feel like you don't, it's not home if you're not out of the boxes.
Right.
Yeah. Messes with your psyche or something.
That's what I've done all week, is pretty much pack up and work and move and watch the Cubs get owned by the Yankees.
Get demolished.
It's game two, yeah.
Yeah. You've been following the Jazz at all?
No. I don't
actually
watch
made it
much
to the
of
playoffs.
Basketball. I know, that's what I've heard. Surprising. And everybody's like, they're going to fall so hard. They're going to fail so hard.
Well, like, I just watched, I think it was game three of them playing the Clippers. And the Clippers didn't have Blake Griffin. And if Blake Griffin was playing, they probably would have lost, because he's pretty good at the game. But, yeah, I don't really follow sports all that much. Just watching that game, it didn't really seem like the Jazz were playing a playoff game. Like, they didn't seem really motivated. They weren't defending rebounds at all. I don't know. It just seemed like they weren't really in the game.
One of my roommates that I live with just barely, before the move, he's living with us now. But him and the other roommate that doesn't live with us anymore, they're pretty big into basketball. They watched a lot of it. But I don't really watch it.
I used to. I used to be pretty big into basketball.
Yeah. At Vivint, they have a freaking court. So whenever I'm like walking around, checking stuff out, I'll like throw some hoops. But I just suck. So I like walk away like after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm just like, ah! And then I'm like, the guys on the camera are probably laughing at me. Except for I don't know if they're really recording it or not.
Yeah. That's funny.
But I did make 3 for 3 the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I only shoot 3-pointers. That's all I ever do. So that's maybe why I'm frustrated most of the time. But
could be.
They have the lines for the, I don't know what they are, the high school, and then
right.
the NBA. College, and then the NBA. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll shoot from all of those, but I made 3 in a row the other day, and I was like, I just walked away, like left the ball there, and I'm like, hopefully they saw that on the camera.
Mic drop.
Right.
Man, I started playing StarCraft 2.
I never bought it.
Oh, it's so good.
My dad bought it, and my friend bought it, and I was like, this close to buying it.
The campaign is amazing. They did such a good job on the campaign.
Oh, no, I've heard great things about it. I just never did end up getting it myself. Yeah. And then my dad stopped playing, and my friend stopped playing, so I was like, okay, I guess I didn't need to buy it.
Yeah.
Back when it was out for the first time, it was like $80.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was probably the most anticipated Blizzard game that's ever come out.
Right?
There was so much hype.
There was.
Yeah, when it was getting released.
That was when we used to go down to a place in Orem or Provo that was like a cyber cafe. It was super fun.
Oh, yeah.
What was it called? I don't even remember. We used to
Blitz
go down
and
there.
Chips.
We used to play like until 4 in the morning on their computers. We'd just sit there, like LAN party it.
Were they just PC or did they have like Xboxes and PlayStations too?
I think they had like 2 or 3 Xboxes and PlayStations. But were always taken up by some guy.
Yeah.
They had dozens of computers though.
That's legit. It's probably closed now though.
Oh no, it's been out of business forever because the freaking employees who work there would just let all their friends in. They'd be like, hey, yeah, come play for free.
Yeah.
Idiots.
That's awful.
Right. I'm to the point where it's just like, well, I'll just get my own computer and play, and we'll just, like, Skype or something.
Yeah. So I realized I have some pretty impressive vocal fry.
Vocal fry? What do you mean?
Like, I don't know, when voices sound like raspy, kind of like this.
Oh, okay. I got the same thing going on right now. I got sick last night, the other night.
Yeah.
The night I was moving, when I had all my bedding packed, I had a small blanket, and I slept on top of the mattress with it. And I woke up the next morning, and I just felt, like, sick my sinuses and my throat.
Yeah.
And I'm still trying to get over it right now.
Mm. Yeah, I hate when you get a cold, and you can just feel it move from your sinuses down your throat into your chest. That's the worst.
Right.
I hate getting chest congestion.
I'm handling
congestion.
It pretty well, actually. I'm surprised. It kind of just burns. That's it.
Yeah, I remember when I moved out, I just told myself I couldn't afford getting sick. So I would eat a clove of garlic every morning.
Oh, I remember this.
And then take, like, echinacea. And the whole year I was fine. I didn't get sick once.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
I've got a pretty good immune system. I not to brag. But I don't get sick.
Now you're going to get HIV or something?
Yeah, blood or something.
Just wreck your immune system.
I'm donating plasma. They're like, oh, sorry. You've got AIDS now. What? What do you mean?
Are you sure? I'm HIV positive.
Exactly.
From that South Park. Oh, that episode is amazing. So funny.
Have you seen it?
Oh, that's a good one. Cartman gets AIDS. But yeah, just, I don't know. I'm trying to mentally prepare myself for this next week.
Yeah, you said you have the whole thing off.
Yeah, well, I have it off to work my other job.
Oh, right.
As a full-time caretaker.
Yeah, no kidding. You said, that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's okay, though. I get to sleep like an extra 2 hours in the morning. I don't have to get up at 5. But the boys like to get up around 7. It's not too much of a time difference.
Right. I was looking at my schedule in the upcoming weeks, and on the May 20th, I accidentally scheduled for 2 shifts in a row. And I work the night before until like 11 p.m.
Mm.
And then I would start the first shift at 1. So I quickly sent a message to them like, hey, I accidentally signed up for 3 shifts in a row. which is like a in a 26 hour period, not a 24, 26. I'm working 24 hours.
Oh, Jesus.
So there's like a 2 hour gap in between all three of them. And I was like, could you just take out the 1 a.m. to 9 a.m. block and I'll sleep during that time?
Yeah.
So that I can wake up and come to the 9 o'clock shift. And he's like, oh, yeah, no problem.
That's hilarious.
I about killed myself right there. That would have sucked.
Yeah, that would have been awful.
I would have been up 2 p.m. on a Friday, and I wouldn't be able to sleep until 5 p.m. on Saturday. So
oh, man.
That would be pretty dope.
That wouldn't have been.
Oh, there's people. Fun. There's people. There's plenty of people that do that for their jobs
oh,
all
for
the
sure.
time. But
yeah.
To just jump right into that right now, I don't think I'm capable.
Yeah. I haven't trained your body.
No. And then we're getting back into mountain biking finally.
Oh, nice.
So my body's trying to catch up again on that.
Yeah. Mountain biking's really only good for, like, cardio. It doesn't really work. Well, I guess kind of your calves, but...
It works your legs and cardio, yeah.
Yeah. Still a good workout, for sure.
Yeah. I don't think it's as good at cardio as running, though. Because
yeah.
my cardio
yeah.
sucks, and I mountain bike a ton.
Yeah, mine's pretty shit as well.
To see what I can do about swimming.
Swimming's awesome for your body.
Right.
Works like everything, and it's weightless.
Mm-hmm. Just don't drown.
And don't do it in the ocean. There's too many sharks out there.
Yeah, right.
I'm, like, really scared to swim in the ocean.
I'm not.
So many sharks.
You've seen Jaws
just
one too many times.
I've actually never seen it all the way through.
Oh, no way.
Oh, no, no. Yeah, I have. Never mind. I've seen that one.
It's pretty funny to rewatch.
That's a good one. Smile, you son of a...
Yeah, I don't know why people are so afraid of that. It's such a small percentage of people that actually get shark attack.
I think it's just, visualizing it is just so brutal.
Right.
It's just that'd be a terrible way to go.
Can't be any worse than running into, like, a bear or something. Or a cougar.
Ooh, man. Would you rather die from a bear or a shark? Oh, God. Oh, that would be awful. Either way. Well, I guess a bear would be...
That's a very hard one.
A bear would probably be better. Because I think bears kill before they eat, but sharks just eat right out the gate. They're just eating.
Well, they're just trying to shred you a bit up. And...
Yeah. I think a bear would go for the kill. So I think I'd probably choose a bear between those two. Hello, sweet listener. Thank you for listening to the podcast. If you enjoyed the show, leave us a like on our Facebook page at Hold Your Goats Podcast. If you'd like to participate in the What Gets Your Goats segment of the show, where we discuss those things that just reach down to the deepest part of your being and grab your goat by the beard and just yank him out of your soul. We'll try to help you get your goat back so you can hold on to it. Because really, it's what matters most in life, you know? So just send those things that really make you upset. Hold your goats at gmail.com.